Okay, everybody. Attention, please. So we are up for the next talk of the day. So we have Michael and Stephen here from Collabora Productivity, and their talk will be about, no surprise, Collabora Office on and off collaboration.
Aha! Look at that. Fantastic. Thanks so much. Well, very good of you to come. Look at this. Just a quick background check. Who of you was here for my earlier talk downstairs? If you raise a hand. Ah, good, I can give the same talk and no one will know. That's brilliant. All these guys are cool kids. Right, excellent, let's get on with it. So, one of the things that... I should click on the right thing. One of the things that we're doing is talking about this new office suite we're building for the desktop, which is particularly cool, no pun intended, bringing the same UI from Collabora Online to the desktop, as you can see. And actually, we've been doing this for years. So this was already compiled into our Chrome OS version. So if you have an Android phone, you can run Collabora Online on it. And it looks beautiful for your phone. And in fact, Skylar, smiling at me here in the front row, is responsible for the wonderful mobile UI, which is great. But were you to put a bigger screen on that, so you install the APK on a Chrome OS book, you discover actually the whole application is there. It's just a responsive. And actually, probably if you resize your browser window too aggressively, you might discover you've become a phone. So, you know, be careful what you wish for. Anyway, so it was always there. And if you compile our iPhone version right, you could also run that on a Mac. But in recent time, we've decided then to bring that as a full native app to the desktop. And so why is that? Well, the first thing is, of course, offline support. The German train system I'm told about is a wonder of the world. And, you know, people travel on it everywhere, but its connectivity is probably not great. And so so that's great. You save the world, but without an internet connection. Bringing that to these long-suffering people is very helpful. And then, so that's one strand of goodness. The other strand of goodness is rich platform APIs. So web browsers are created by rightfully paranoid people, and so they turn off all interesting APIs. And even APIs they do have, like the clipboard APIs, are deliberately vandalized, tragically. So, you know, we used to be able to copy and paste rich text format into documents. So, you know, if you had like a chart in Microsoft Office, you could paste it into Collabora Online, and you got a chart, and it had axes and labels and formats and colors, and you could edit it as a chart. No longer. It has been decided that rich text format is too dangerous. I know it's only a string. But it could be dangerous. So that's been disabled in the new clipboard APIs. So you can either have a really old lame API that does it, or a really brand new sparkly API that doesn't do it.